Ronnie, and Ronnie called me over, so I went back there, and I can just look at Jake's face that he ended up getting picked up, and I went over there, and I was like, tell me what happened. And he just said the Patriots picked him up at like 350, so.
He seemed pretty stunned by this.
He did. Obviously, he built a reputation here. He's very close with the guys here, the staff, the team. And I think that if he could have picked, he would have picked to stay here. But that's not how the NFL works sometimes. You got to take what you can get sometimes.
When you heard that, you know, he was cut, waived, and going to put on waivers, did that raise any eyebrows with you? You know, you kind of say, I wonder why they did that.
I figured it was for a roster spot. I mean, but we have 90 guys here now. Plenty. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. A lot of them aren't going to make the team. And I'm assuming they did it for a roster spot. And with Jake's injury, knowing that he wasn't going to be able to play next year, they figured they can put him on waivers and bring him back. No team would pick him up, but he ended up getting picked up by the Patriots.
Team is not exactly shy of having tight ends, is it?
Yeah, whether it was last week or the week 2 weeks ago, just seeing that they signed another tight end, a veteran tight end. So I don't know. Obviously, you know they have that two tight end set. And Jake's, I guess, is going to be just another addition.
It obviously, I mean, if he wasn't going to play this year, it doesn't affect you guys this year. When you look around at the tight end position now, with you coming back, whenever you get back, Martellus, how good is what's left here?
I mean, we're good, and we're going to be fine because Coach Pope does a great job of telling us what we need to do and what we don't need to do. And Coach Gilbride does a good job of implementing the tight ends in this offense. So, obviously, it's a big loss for Jake. He wasn't going to be able to play this year. But, I mean, that's just how the nature of the business works.
How about you? You ran yesterday?
I ran yesterday. My knee actually feels good. Yesterday it was a little weird because obviously it was my first time running in a while. Kind of did some like type of jogging in place today, and what I felt yesterday, I don't feel today. So I guess that's a good sign.
Discomfort.
Not necessarily discomfort, just a feeling that I hadn't felt in a while. Kind of weird just because of the whole patella situation. Kind of felt something on my patella. As far as like right where my scar was, did it today and I didn't feel that. So I'm assuming it was just breaking up the scar tissue, but my knee feels great.
And when do you run next?
I don't know. It's kind of one of those things you don't want to overdo it. And I'm going to take it day by day. And whatever the training staff says, that's probably going to be the next time I'm going to run.
And when everyone leaves here tomorrow, you'll just be
I'm gonna be doing rehab the whole time. I have a couple of charity events throughout the Midwest, but I'm gonna continue to do rehab and look at this thing and try to shoot back as soon as possible. But like I said, the thing about this injury is you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to develop a tendonitis in your patella, which is I had removed. So it's gonna be tough, but I'm excited about my journey.
Are you still not ruling out the season opener? Is that still your goal, just trying to get back for that?
It is. I mean, obviously, I want to come back as soon as possible, but I got to listen to my knee. And I'm listening to the training staff and whatever they say, and however my knee feels, we'll go from there.